B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yevamos Daf Vav. We're going to start 9 lines from the top of the Omud. We'll recall that we're in the middle of the topic, the middle of a sentence actually, that started at the bottom of Daf Gimel Omud Beis. Towards the top of Daf Gimel Omud Beis, the Gemara said, what's the source that if Shimon dies without children and one of his wives was an erva, one of the 15 aroyis to Reuven, then Reuven does not do and cannot do yibum or chalitza with that wife, with that widow, or any other rivalry wife, any other co-wife of Shimon? And we said the posuk of Oleo and Litzroer, we have a special posuk. At the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, just a moment, if we need a posuk to say that you don't do Yibum, it means that you would have a good reason to believe that you should do Yibum. What would that be? For Reuven to marry an erva, his daughter, or his a sister of his wife, or whatever other of the 15 aroyas, why should we entertain the idea that Reuven can do Yibum with an erva? It's true that Yibum is a mitzvah, but marrying an erva is seriously asa. So why would we have entertained that idea? So the Gemara says, well, there's a rule of Asei Doicha Lois Aseh, that the Asei of doing Yibum overrides the Isser, the Lois Aseh, of marrying an Erva. And then we had a Gemara to explain to us the source of Asei Doicha Lois Aseh. And that took us until the middle of Daf Heomud Beis. And then the Gemara says, okay, granted, Asei Doicha Lois Aseh. And if we would be able to use the rule of Asei Doicha Lois Aseh, we would understand why we need a pasuk to say that in the case of Yibum and Aroyis, you don't do Yibum. But the Gemara says that Asei Doicha Lois Aseh is a regular Lois Aseh, gets overridden by an Asei. But over here, this is not a regular Lois Aseh. This is a Lois Aseh Shiesh by Korus. Marrying an Erva is seriously punishable by Korus, and possibly even worse than Korus, which is that in the case where there's Edim, Hasra, and other halachas we're going to learn about later in Shas, it could be the Skila, it could be the Srefa, serious punishments. To have a Lav Shiesh by Korus, who says that gets overridden by Mitzvah Saseh? And if it doesn't get overridden by Mitzvah Saseh, the question comes back, we wouldn't entertain the idea of being able to do Yibum with an Erva, so why do I need a Pasuk to tell me you cannot do Yibum with an Erva? So the Gemara suggested 4 different sources that Asei Doicha Lois Aseh Shiesh Bei Korus, Mila on Shabbos, Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Korban Tomid on Shabbos, and Kibud of Ve'im, that where it would involve Chilul Shabbos. And the Gemara said that none of those are proof that in a regular basis an Asei would be Doicha Lois Aseh Shiesh Bei Korus. So now the Gemara here on Davov is going to try a 5th but not last source that Asei Doicha Lois Aseh Shiesh Bei Korus. Elo Solko Daitach Amina, I may have thought, says the Gemara, Teisa Mi Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. Regarding the halacha of building the Beis HaMikdosh, which is a mitzvah Aseh, it says in the Chumash, V'osuli Mikdosh, make for me a Beis HaMikdosh. And how about building the Beis HaMikdosh on Shabbos? Shabbos is a Lav Shiesh Bei Korus. Building the Beis HaMikdosh is an Asei. Do we find that the mitzvah Asei of building the Beis HaMikdosh overrides the Lav Shiesh Bei Korus of Shabbos? It seems that yes, because we're about to see that we need a special pasuk to tell us that you do not build the Beis HaMikdosh on Shabbos. And it would seem that from here we see that in the event that we wouldn't have the pasuk, and any case where you don't have a pasuk, any other Asei and a Lav Shiesh Bei Korus, we would override the Lav with an Asei. The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa, Yochil Yehei Binyan Beis HaMikdosh Teicha Shabbos, we would entertain the idea that the mitzvah Saseh of V'osuli Mikdosh overrides the Lav Shiesh Bei Korus of Shabbos. Talmud Leima, and therefore we need a special pasuk that says, Es Shabsoi Saitish Meiru U'mikdoshi Tiro Ani Hashem, that you should protect, you should guard Shabbos, U'mikdoshi Tiro, you should have reverence and awe for the Beis HaMikdosh Ani Hashem. What does that mean? That kulchem chayovim bichvoidi. That all of you, that means you people and you Beis HaMikdosh, right, have to have awe and have to respect the Shabbos, as Shabbos Yisai Tishmeiru, chayovim bichvoidi, you have to honor me, Hashem, with the Shabbos. So, my love, can we not assume that what part of Mikdoshi Tiro, what part of building the Beis HaMikdosh would we have thought you can do on Shabbos if not for the fact that it's written together with Es Shabsoisa Tishmeiru? But boy, never soisa. Are we not talking about one or more of the 39 melachas, like building, demolishing, which is punishable by koros. In which case, the only reason you don't build the Beis HaMikdash transgressing one of the lametes melachas is because you have a special posuk that says that you, Beis HaMikdash, have to also respect Shabbos. Holav hochi. But any case where you don't have this posuk, dochi, we see that an asei can override lois asesh yesh boi koros. So here we have a makor that asei doich lois asesh yesh boi koros, and therefore we now understand why you need a special pasuk by Yibum to say that even though the asei of Yibum would override the lois asesh yesh boi koros of Arayas, and you should do Yibum, no. Oleho, the pasuk we mentioned before in Daf Gimel says, don't do Yibum. So that would be a good answer in the Gemara. Says the Gemara again, for the fifth time, loi. This is not a good enough source that on a regular case of Yibum that asei doich lois asei shesh bekoros, because it could be that in the Chilul Shabbos that would be involved in building the Beis HaMikdash, which is involves koros, like Boina and Saisa, building and demolishing, there nobody would have dreamt that you can do that on Shabbos, because an asei is not doich lois asei shesh bekoros. So why do I need a pasuk to say that you cannot build the Beis HaMikdash? It's talking about those Isurim of Shabbos that are involving a lav de mechamer. And we saw this already at the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph in the previous source, that there are some Isurim on Shabbos which are not punishable by Koros. It's only a lav. And a regular lav, indeed, asei doich lois asei. The mitzvah asei of Vasul Migdosh would override the lav she'en by Koros of mechamer, of encouraging an animal to do a melacha for you. And since we're talking about a lav, therefore I can understand that normally we would say asei doich lois asei. Comes the pasuk and says etzav shoyseis tishmoiru mikdashi tiro ani Hashem, to say no. In this case, building the Beis HaMikdash, don't override the Shabbos, even if it's just a lav. But we have no source that we would ever have an idea or contemplate the idea of asei doich lois asei shesh beikoros. And then the question comes back: so why do I need a pasuk to say that you do not do yibum when it's an erva? Says the Gemara, so are you telling me that from this pasuk, the way we're learning it now, that there's an asay of asulu migdosh and a regular loisa asay of mechamer of an issa Shabbos, a lav of Shabbos, and you're saying that this pasuk teaches us that you cannot build the Beis HaMikdash? If so, then why are you so sure that there's always a rule of asay doich loisa asay, as we learned earlier on from Kilaim and Tzitzis, Ligmar Mehocha, we should learn from here, from the fact that you do not build the Beis HaMikdash if it transgresses a lav of Shabbos, Deloi Dochi, that we should learn from here that this Arsei is not Doicha Loi Sase. V'chi Teima, are you going to say that a regular Asei is Doicha Loi Sase? And indeed, only here, Shani Lavi De Shabbos De Chamiri, maybe only regarding Shabbos, where the stringencies of lav, the stringencies of Shabbos are more stringent than other lavim, and therefore over here we have the pasuk that says don't override Shabbos by doing the mitzvah asei, even if it's the Shabbos is just a lav, by doing the mitzvah asei of building the Beis HaMikdash. But maybe a regular asei toich leis asei, we would say, it says that we have proof that that's not the case. We find tanoim in other areas with other halachas, and actually this Gemara, we saw this already before, that the Gemara actually compares and uses this pasuk of Eshapsoisei Tishmoiru Mikdoshi Tiro Ani Hashem to tell us that even other halachas, not only Shabbos, we do not override. And the Gemara doesn't say, Shabbos is different because the lav of Shabbos is more stringent. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, Yochil Omar Le Oviv Hitami, if a father says to his son, they are Koyanim, and says, go into Beis HaKvaros and become Tomi, Oisha Omar Le Al Tachzir, always says to him, don't do the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, and both of these are lavim, Yochil Yishmaloi, I may have thought that you would listen to the father. Talmud Leimah says in the Pasuk, Ish imoiv oviv tiro v'goymer. It's not this Pasuk, it's a different Pasuk, the Pasuk we saw on Daf Heyomid Beis. The Pasuk says, Ish imoiv oviv tiro v'eshapsoi saitishmoiru anu Hashem elekeichem. V'goymer, etc. And we saw before that over there the Gemara says that I would have thought that if a parent tells a child to do to honor him by transgressing Shabbos. I may have thought that you would listen to the parent. Then we need a special pasuk to say that you parents are also required to honor the Shabbos, and therefore the son does not need to listen. And we learn from there also to the halachas of a son not listening to his parents regarding becoming tomei if he's a kohen, or the son not listening to his parents regarding not doing the mitzvah of returning a lost property, hashavas aveda. Kulchem chayovim bechvoidi, because the parents are equally required to honor Hashem and his mitzvahs as the son. So why doesn't the Gemara say that you cannot learn from Ish imoy vaviv tirovas shabsoitai tishmoiru to the halachas of Tumah and the halachas of Hashavas Aveda because Shabbos is more stringent? So you see that Shabbos is not necessarily more stringent, or we don't use its stringency to refute this, and the lav of Shabbos is similar to all other lavim. And if the lav of Shabbos is similar to all other lavim, and then here we say, don't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, I have proof that you just don't say Asei Doi Chalei Saseh, contrary to what we know that Asei Doi Chalei Saseh. And since we know that the rule is Asei Doi Chalei Saseh, then it must be that we don't have a source to say that Asei is not Doi Chalei Saseh. So it must be, as Shabsoi Sai Teshmeiru Mikdashi Tiro, is not talking about the Lav de Mechamer. It's not talking about Lav de Mechamer. It must be talking about the Binyan or Stira, the building and demolishing, which is a Lav Sheyesh Boi Koros. And indeed, Loi Saseh Sheyesh Boi Koros does not get overridden only because it's in the Pasuk, as Shabsoi Sai Teshmeiru Mikdashi Tiro. Regarding Shabbos, that the Shabbos, the Lav Shesh Bei Koros of Shabbos, does not get overridden by the Mitzvah Saseh of building the Beis HaMikdosh. But any other Lav Shesh Bei Koros does get overridden by a Mitzvah Saseh. And then we're back to the good answer in our Gemara that the Yibum, where you don't have a special Pasuk, that, I'm saying Yibum, which is not the Es Shabsoi Sai Tishmoiru Mikdoshi Tiro, so we would say that the Aseh of Yibum overrides the Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bei Koros of Aroyis, and that's why I need Oleo in the parish of Yibum to say that you do not do Yibum. Says the Gemara, okay, but we still have a refutation. Elo mishum de ikel mifroch ma lahanoch shekein hechsher mitzvah. There's still a difference between this Pasuk here, where we see in the Pasuk that when it comes to building the Beis HaMikdosh by transgressing Shabbos, Binyan Ustira, which is a Lav Sheyesh Bei Koros, then we indeed see that we need a special Pasuk to say that you do not override Shabbos in order to build the Beis HaMikdosh. And indeed, we would deduce that this type of situation, then a regular place without a Pasuk, Asei would be Doi Chalois Aseh Sheyesh Bei Koros. But that would not yet tell us that in the case of Yibum, without a special Pasuk, we would say Asei is Doi Chalois Aseh Sheyesh Bei Koros. Why? Because Ma Lahanoch Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. When it comes to building the Beis HaMikdash, you need to demolish Binyan Ustira. There's no other way of building a Beis HaMikdash. So I may have thought that if there's no other way of building the Beis HaMikdash, that type of Asei overrides a Lav Sheyesh Bei Koros, and therefore we need a special pasuk for those cases where we're not allowed to transgress any Lavim Sheyesh Bei Koros. But in the case of Yibum, there's another way to resolve the issue of these widows, and that's not doing Yibum, it's doing Chalitza. So maybe there we would never have entertained the idea that the mitzvah of Yibum overrides the Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bei Koros of Aroyis. And therefore again the question comes back, that why do we need Oleo? Says the Gemara, because Hechsher Mitzvah, if all this Pasuk of Eshapsoi Se Tishmoiru Mikdoshi Tiro is teaching us that where there's an Asei, which is a Hechsher Mitzvah, which means a type of Asei, that the only way that you can fulfill the Asei and do the Asei is by overriding the Lav Sheyesh Bei Koros, and only there, in the absence of a Pasuk, we say Asei Doi Chalei Se Sheyesh Bei Koros, we don't need this Pasuk of Eshapsoi Se Tishmoiru Mikdoshi Tiro to tell us that. Teipek Le Mihosom, we'll remember from Daf Heyomad Beis, we already have the Pasuk of Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro V'Eshapsoi Se Tishmoiru, that over there we learned that just in the same way as building the Beis HaMikdosh cannot be done without building and demolishing, so too fulfilling a parent's wish when a parent says, cook for me, shecht for me, there's no other way of fulfilling, honoring one's parents without doing these lavim, without the shchita and or bishul, which is a Lav Sheyesh Bei Koros. And over there we already said in the Pasuk that Shabbos does not allow itself to get overridden by such an asei. So in exactly the same way as Ishi Moivaviv Tiro doesn't override Shabbos, as nor would the Migdoshi Tiro override Shabbos. And if the Migdoshi Tiro would not override Shabbos, why do I need a special pasuk to say you cannot build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? So would we not assume that it's in order to tell us that what we said before, im einoi inyan tenehu leinyan, which means that if the pasuk is telling me something that I seems to be able to learn from elsewhere, we use this to learn something else. So since from ish imoi voviv tirov es shabsoi say tishmoiru, we learn that an asei, which is hechsher mitzvah, there's no other way of doing an asei without transgressing the lav sheyesh beikoros, does not override Shabbos, and any other asei which is hechsher mitzvah is doicha a lav sheyesh beikoros in the absence of a pasuk, then this pasuk as shabsoi say tishmoiru migdoshi tiro must be teaching us that in the absence of a pasuk, even a regular assay, which is not hechsher mitzvah, a regular assay like yibum overrides a lav sheyesh beikoros. In which case, we now still have a good answer that why we need oleo. We need oleo to tell us that in the case of yibum, where we normally would have said assay is doicha lois assay sheyesh beikoros, and says the pasuk oleo, don't do yibum, says the Gemara. No, enochanami, that I hear your point, that we do not need to learn that you do not override Shabbos by doing the mitzvah, which cannot be done in any other way, of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And we would learn that not from Es Shabsoi Sa Tishmoiru Mikdashi Tiro, rather from Ish Imoiv Aviv Tiro, Ves Shabsoi Sa Tishmoiru. And I hear your question, why do I need the pasuk of Es Shabsoi Sa Tishmoiru Umikdashi Tiro? But it's not what you're saying, says the Gemara. Don't come to the conclusion that this pasuk must be telling us that Nasei, even if it's not Hechshem Ritzvah, a Nasei like Yibum overrides a Lav Shesh Beikoros. No. That's not what this pasuk of Es Shabsoi Sa Tishmoiru Mikdashi Tiro is teaching us. Rather, it's teaching us something completely different. What's it teaching us? Es Shabsoi Sa Tishmoiru Mikdashi Tiro Lomeli. What's it coming to teach us? Mi boi lele kedetanya. I need it as in the following brisa. Yochel yisiore odom mimikdash. I may have thought that a person has to have awe and reverence, fear of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Talmud Leiman, no. It says in the pasuk Es Shabsoi Sa Tishmoiru. Regarding Shabbos, it says, Shmira, guard it, protect it. Ves Mikdoshi Tiro, and the Beis HaMikdash, you should awe. Nemra Shmira b'Shabbos. The term used in the Pasuk regarding Shabbos is Shmira. V'nemra Moira b'Mikdash. The term used for the Mikdoshi, for the Beis HaMikdash, is Moira, is fear, is awe, is reverence. Ma Shmira ho'amura b'Shabbos. In the same way as when it comes to Shmiras Shabbos, La loy mishabbos atom isyori. It doesn't say the concept of yira, of awe, reverence regarding Shabbos. It says Shabbos has to be protected. So there's no yira of Shabbos itself. Elo mimisha hizir ala Shabbos. But we know there is a concept of having awe and fear of the Hashem who commanded us on Shabbos. Af moira ha'mura b'migdosh, so too, and it says migdoshi tiro, the moira mentioned in the context of Beis HaMikdosh, lo'im migdosh ata misyori. It's not that you have awe and reverence for the actual Beis HaMikdosh, elo mimisha hizir ala migdosh. You have reverence for the Hashem who commanded us for the Beis HaMikdosh. The Braisa continues, Ve'eze u'meir migdosh. How does one express one's awe and reverence for the Beis HaMikdosh? Lo yikonis odom b'harabayis b'makle. A person shouldn't go onto harabayis with his stick, b'min ole, with his shoes, b'pundasoy, with his money belt, u'ba'avak shal gabi raglov, or with dust on his feet. V'lo yasenu kapandria. You shouldn't make the harabayis a shortcut to go into one entrance and leave through the other entrance, just to make it shorter. U'rakika. And you're not allowed to spit on harabais. Mikal v'chayme. It's learned out from Mikal v'chayme. That and from the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samech Beis, that from the fact that Mordechai HaTzadik was not allowed or didn't want to come into the king's palace with sackcloth, and sackcloth is much less repulsive as spitting. If you're not allowed to go into a royal palace with sackcloth, of course you're not allowed to spit there. That's the Kal v'chayme. All that would seem it's only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. How do you know that the halachas of kovod for the harabayis apply even when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing? Talmud Lema, it says in this pasuk we quoted, that the Moira Mikdash is compared and written in the same pasuk as Shmiras Shabbos. Ma Shmirahu Ahamura B'Shabbos, in the same way as Shmiras Shabbos is la'olam, is eternal, and it's not dependent on the Beis HaMikdash. HaMikdash, af meiru ha'amura b'migdash, the awe and reverence of the Beis HaMikdash also, la'ilam, is even when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. So we've now understood that the pasuk of Es Shapsoisa Tishmeiru U'migdashi Tiro is not teaching us that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Because building the Beis HaMikdash is a lav, which is hechsher, which is an assay of hechsher mitzvah, and an assay of hechsher mitzvah does not override Shabbos. We already know that from Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro V'Es Shapsoi Sa'i Tishmeiru. And in the absence of these psukim, of this pasuk, of Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro, a regular assay, which is hechsher mitzvah, may well override and lav sheyesh beikaros. An assay which is not hechsher mitzvah like yibum, we have no reason in the world to say that it would override a lav sheyesh beikaros. So the question comes back, why do I need a special pasuk to tell us you do not do yibum? Elo says the Gemara, this is the sixth and final attempt to find a source that an assay is doicha, a regular assay is doicha a lav sheyesh beikaros. Solka daita chamina, we may have thought that you can learn it out from Mehavara. Havara means lighting a fire, and one of the places or times that it would be necessary to light a fire is when the Beis Din would have to kill somebody, and they would be killed with Sreifa, then the lead would have to be melted on a fire. They would light a fire and melt the lead. So the Tana de Beir Bishmuel. We're now going to have an interesting brisa of Tana de Beir Bishmuel, and this brisa is going to have four parts, and we're going to have two or three tracks on how to understand the whole discussion in this brisa. And before we're seeing it inside, we'll just say it. We'll say it by heart, just so we should get a basic introduction. There's a pasuk in the Chumash that says, "Lo yisvaru esh b'chol mishvaseichem b'yoyim haShabbos." You're not allowed to kindle a fire on Shabbos. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The question is, why does the Torah have to say "Lo yisvaru esh"? So the Gemara is going to discuss what's the question. Why it needs to say it. We know why it needs to say it. We'll see it inside. But either way, the Gemara, the Braisa, has a question that there's something about the Pasuk of Leisavaru Ish B'chol Mishvaseichem that didn't need to be there and is coming to teach us something. There's some type of fire you're not allowed to do, and we may have thought that you are allowed to do it. And the Braisa is now going to go in three stages. It's first going to say that from the general posuk of mechaleho mois yumos, that if you transgress Shabbos, ushmaratim es Shabbos ki koydesh ilochem, mechaleleo mois yumos, ki koloise ba melocha v'nichros ha'nefesh hii mekerev amo, the posuk says, you're not allowed to transgress Shabbos. So I may have thought, what happens if the Beis Din need to transgress Shabbos to light a fire in order to melt the lead that was going to kill somebody that needs to be killed? So the first step is going to be that this pasuk is not talking about Beis Din, and Beis Din are allowed to light a fire. Then the Braisa is going to say, no, maybe even Beis Din are not allowed to light a fire. And then the Braisa is going to say, no, maybe Beis Din is allowed to light a fire on Shabbos in order to melt the lead. And then the Gemara says, oh, that's what we need Leisvaru Esh B'chol Mishvaseichem to say, that no, that Beis Din are not allowed to light this fire for the lead on Shabbos. So we're going to have three steps. Step one, they are allowed to light the fire. Step two, they're not allowed to light the fire. Step three, they are allowed to light the fire. Step four, the pasuk says, no, they're not allowed to light the fire. And we're now going to have two tracks, how to understand what was the discussion here. The first track is going to be that when the pasuk says that they're not allowed to light the fire, is to teach us that the assay of killing somebody, which is a mitzvah to kill somebody who's been chayev misa, the pasuk says does not override the lav sheyesh beikaros of making a fire on Shabbos. And then the Gemara will explain the whole backwards and forwards. What did it mean? They should be allowed to, they're not allowed to, they are allowed to, and the pasuk says they're not allowed to. And the Gemara is going to explain that at first we thought they are allowed to because it's asei doich alois aseh. And then the Braisa says they're not allowed to because it's alois aseh sheyesh beikaros. And then, but maybe they are allowed to because why should there be a difference between alois aseh and alois aseh sheyesh beikaros? There should be no difference between the two. And either way, a lav is always more stringent than an asay. And if asay is doicha lois asay, for the same token, it can be doicha lois asay sheyesh beikoros. So we need a pasuk that says that no, that you, they are not allowed to, the asay is not doicha the lois asay sheyesh beikoros, and you're not allowed to light a fire to kill this person on Shabbos. That is track one. Track two is going to be, there's a completely different discussion. This is not a discussion about asay doicha lois asay or asay doicha lois asay sheyesh beikoros. It's to do with, do we have a kal v'chomer that the mitzvah of killing somebody who needs to be killed overrides Shabbos? So first we thought there is a kal v'chomer from avodah, and then stage two is that there's no kal v'chomer because of mes mitzvah. Stage three is that mes mitzvah itself can be looked at differently. And then the conclusion of the Brice is that we do not use any of these kal v'chomers, and you're not allowed to kill this person on Shabbos. So track two steers away completely from asay doicha lois asay sheyesh beikoros. Track one is a discussion of asay doicha lois asay sheyesh beikoros. And then we see from here that an asay would be doicha lois asay sheyesh beikoros if not for the fact that we have this pasuk. Which, and then that would explain that by Yibum, where there isn't a pasuk, in the event that there wouldn't be a pasuk, asay doicha lois asay sheyesh beikoros. And that would be the answer to our question on Daf Gimel, why you need a special pasuk to say that you don't do Yibum with an erva. But that's all in track one. But we're going to see that according to the other track, then the whole thing doesn't start, because it's not a discussion of lav sheyesh beikoros. And in the middle, there's going to be a different track that we could be that the Gemara is going to suggest, but the Gemara is going to refute it, that we're not talking here. That means even though we're talking about lighting a fire to melt the lead, we're not talking about a lav sheyesh beikoros. And if we're not talking about lav sheyesh beikoros, we're talking about a regular lav. If it's a regular lav, then the whole discussion is asay doicha lois asay or not, and then we would have, again, no proof that asay is doicha lois asay sheyesh beikoros. And that is a summary of the next Gemara. But let's see this inside. The Braisa, the Tana de Beir Bishmol, the Braisa starts like this. Lo yisavaru eish b'chol moish v'yseichem. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to light a candle b'chol moish v'yseichem. You're not allowed to light a fire in any of your dwellings. Ma Talmud Loima, why does the Torah have to single this out? Why does it have to tell us this? And now the Gemara interjects the Braisa and says, I don't understand, what's the question? Ma Talmud Loima? We've learned about this elsewhere already. In other places, that there's a machlekes Reb Yosi and Reb Nosson. We all know that the Torah says, don't do melachos on Shabbos. And the Torah singles out, don't light a fire on Shabbos. And there's a discussion why the lighting of fire, lo yisavarish, was singled out to machlekes Reb Yosi and Reb Nosson. Il Reb Yosi, according to Reb Yosi, lelav, according to Reb Yosi, is coming to teach us that unlike all the other melachos, which are punishable by koros and skila, in the case of lo yisavaru eish, this is just a regular lav. There's no koros or skila for this particular melacha. That's according to Reb Yosi. Either Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson says no. Reb Nosson says, I may have thought you only get chayv skila or koros if you transgress all the melachas, all 39. But if you only transgress one of them, maybe you don't get koros. Says Reb Nosson, lechalik. No. The Torah singled out lo yisavaru eish to say just any single melacha is enough to be punishable by koros. So there's a machlekes Reb Yosi and Reb Nosson whether lighting a fire on Shabbos is actually punishable by koros. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Havora lelav yotzos, Reb Yosi says the reason Havora, lighting a fire, lo yisavaru eish, is singled out is to tell us that it's only a lav, it doesn't have koros. Reb Nosson Omer, lechalik, Reb Nosson says that is to teach us that every single activity in and of its own is punishable by koros. So then, if so, what's the Braisa asking? The Braisa that we started, Tana de Beir Bishmoel, lo yisavaru eish b'chol moish v'yseichem, ma Talmud Loima, what's it teaching us? Well, you know what it's teaching us. Either lechalik or lelav. V'omar Rava. Rava explained, no. Tana moish v'yskokashyolei. It says lo yisavaru eish b'chol moish v'yseichem in all your dwelling places. That's the question. Why do I need to say b'chol moish v'yseichem? That's what was bothering the Braisa. Moish v'ys, ma Talmud Loima. Mechta Shabbos Chayvas Hagufu. We know that the concepts of Shabbos is they are halachas that apply to the person. They don't apply to the land. And we know that things that are to do with the land, like kilayim and orlo and trumas and maishos, then we know that they only apply in Eretz Yisrael. But keeping Shabbos has nothing to do with the land. It's in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Loretz. So Moshe is to cause of Rachmona b'Shabbos lomoli. So why do I need the extra word to say b'chol Moshe v'seichem that everywhere you are, even in Chutz Loretz, you have to keep Shabbos? That was the question of the Braisa. Okay, so we know now that the Braisa was asking what the extra word b'chol Moshe v'seichem is teaching us. Now let's get back to the Braisa. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmud Echod, a disciple said in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, Lefi Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chiyye b'ish chait mishpat moves. If somebody did did an avera which is punishable by death, for example, he murdered somebody, v'humos, then there's a mitzvah to put him to death. V'soliso Yisrael eitz. So it says there's a mitzvah to kill somebody who is chayiv misa. Shemeani, I may have thought, bein b'chol, Bein b'Shabbos. I may have thought that you're allowed to kill this person even on Shabbos. Umani mekayim, but how are we going to understand the pasuk that says umechalaleo mois yumos? That you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. B'shar melochis chutz mimises beis din. It's talking about other melochis. Don't be mechal Shabbos. If you're mechal Shabbos, mois yumos. But when it comes to the mises beis din, where we have a mitzvah of v'humos, is a mitzvah to put him to death. There, that would override the Issa, the Shabbos. It overrides Mechaleleo Mois Yumos. That was stage one, that Mechaleleo Mois Yumos doesn't apply to Misas Beis Din. Stage two of the Braisa, maybe no. Elo Afilo Misas Beis Din. Maybe even a Misas Beis Din that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Even though there's a mitzvah saseh over humos, you should kill him, but it says mechaleleo mois yumos. And you're not allowed to, even based in, to kill somebody, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Umani mekayim v'humos, when am I going to keep the posuk, the mitzvah saseh of killing somebody who's chayiv misa, b'chol on a weekday, v'loy b'Shabbos, and not on Shabbos. Oyeinoy, now the Braisa is flipping back to the stage three, going back to what seems to be stage one. Oyeinoy elo afilo b'Shabbos, maybe even on Shabbos, Beis Din are allowed to kill this person because it says v'humos, and mechaleleo mois yumos is talking about is not including a misas Beis Din. Talmud Loima, stage four of the Braisa, that's what we have the posuk for. It says lo yisavaru esh b'chol mois v'seichem that. You're not allowed to b'chol meishvei seichem under any circumstances. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and you do not kill this person on Shabbos. Ulhalonu oimer by Shabbos it says meishvei seichem, and in the case of killing the murderer who oimer it says in the pasuk, v'hoyu eile lochem l'chukas mishpat lud deiru seichem b'chol meishvei seichem, and there it's talking about killing a ritzach, and it says there. Also the words b'chol moishvei seichem. So ma moishvei amurim lahalon be'beis din. In the same way as killing a ritzach, only beis din do that. Af moishvei amur kan. So too b'chol moishvei seichem that it says in the context of loisavaru esh b'chol moishvei seichem on Shabbos. Be'beis din is even in beis din you're not allowed to be you're not allowed to light a fire in order to kill a person. So that you see klo v'omar achmona, and it says in the Torah loisavaru. Which means in the context of B'chol Meishvei Seichem, which we say is talking about Beis Din, like the B'chol Meishvei Seichem of killing a Ritzeach. So, and it says, Lo Yisavaru Eish, even Beis Din are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, not allowed to light a fire in order to kill this person. That is the end of the Braisa. So now the Gemara is saying that what would Beis Din do? What would Beis Din have to do that would kill this person, Shreifa, that we have a whole discussion in the Braisa and the conclusion that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos? My love, we assume that means it's talking about lighting a fire because the lead that is used to kill this person, it's called Shreifa, by burning his insides, you light a fire. My love, can we not assume that Reb Nosson here, that it's following the opinion of Reb Nosson, and as we saw before, Reb Nosson holds that lighting a fire on Shabbos is punishable by Koros. He says the reason that Lo Yisvarish is singled out is to teach us that for each melacha in and of its own, there's a chiyuv koros. You don't need to have transgressed all of them together. So what do we see from this brisa? It's only because it says Lo Yisvaru that the Beis Din are not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos to kill this person. Then they're not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah saseh of a humos of killing this person and override the lav sheyesh bei koros. If you wouldn't have had a special pasuk, then a regular case of a mitzvah saseh would override the lav sheyesh bei koros of Shabbos. So here we have the pasuk that a source that in the absence of a special pasuk, asay is doicha lois asay sheyesh bei koros. So we understand why yibum would have been something we would entertain the idea of doing yibum with an erva. That's why we need oleo, the special pasuk, to say we don't do yibum. But here again, the Gemara is going to refute the proof and say, loy, maybe this brisa is following Rabbi Yossi. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the concept of lois sevaru eish is lelav yatzus. It's not an asay sheyesh, it's not a lav sheyesh bei koros at all. It's a regular lav. In which case, normally we would say, "Asei doicha lois aser." The pasuk says, "Lois varish b'chol mishvaseichem." Don't fulfill the asei by overriding the lois aser. But there's no proof here that you would ever say, "Asei doicha lois aser sheyesh by chorus." Says the Gemara, but to have a nami Rabbi Yossi. Okay, even if you would say this brayso would be following Rabbi Yossi, eima de'omer Rabbi Yossi havora lelav yotzes. It's true that Rabbi Yossi says that the avera of lighting a fire is singled out. And indeed, there's no chorus, but that's only have ora grader, so that's if you're just lighting a fire. Then you'll be right. Have ora de Beis Din, but over here when Beis Din, they have to light a fire in order to melt the lead, bishul psilahu. There's a wick of lead, or there's the psila, the wick, which is being cooked. And since it's being cooked, there's a melacha of bishul. And bishul, everybody says that it's a lav sheyesh by chorus. V'omer of Sheshes. Of Sheshes said, Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Samonim. We know that all the 39 prohibited activities on Shabbos are learned from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they would cook the dyes, the herbs, the Samonim. What's the difference if you are cooking the Samonim or if you're cooking this wick? And therefore, according to of Sheshes, there's Bishul. And if there's Bishul, Then again, it's a lav sheyesh bikoros. So we have again another answer that we now understand why you need a special posuk by yibum to say that you do not do yibum. Because over here you see that there's at least bishul involved, and you need a special posuk to say that the Beis Din cannot do bishul, cannot do this lav sheyesh bikoros in order to kill this person. But we can deduce from here that in the absence of such a posuk, and we understand why we would have entertained the idea of doing yibum with an erva. Says the Gemara, no. Omer of Simi Bar Ashi, Rav Simi Bar Ashi is now going to take us to track two that we mentioned before. That the whole brisa is not discussing lav sheyesh bikoros or not. It could be that nobody would ever have entertained the idea of an asay of a humos overriding a lav sheyesh bikoros. No. Well, the brisa does contemplate the idea that you can kill this person on Shabbos. Why wouldn't it be because asay doicha lois asay sheyesh bikoros? Says of Simi Barashi, no. The reason that we would have killed this person on Shabbos, transgressing a lav sheyesh bikoros, is not because of the regular rules of asay doicha lois asay sheyesh bikoros, rather a kal v'chomer. Hai tana loy mishum da'asi asay v'dochi lois asay. Elo mishum de maisi mikal v'chomer. That the discussion is, do we learn from a kal v'chomer? We'll soon see what it is, from a kal v'chomer that you're allowed to kill and burn this person on Shabbos. V'achikomer. The Brice says, when the Gemara is now going to take us through the stages of the four stages of the Brice. Ma'ani mekayim mechaleleo mois yumos, when it says that if you transgress Shabbos, then it's punishable by death. Bashar Melochis. That would be talking about other Melochis. Chutz Mimisas Beis Din. But not including the mitzvah that Beis Din have to kill somebody. They would have to do Bishul and they would have to do Havara in order to burn the lead to kill this person, to melt the lead and kill this person. And therefore, the Issa of Mechaleleu Mois Yumos is not applying to Beis Din. Avol Misas Beis Din, but in order to kill somebody, indeed, Dachi Shabbos would override Shabbos, but not because it's a mitzvah saseh, and then I say doicha lo yisas hashesh b'koros. No, mikal v'chaymer. You learn it off mikal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? And now we're going to learn the relationship between three different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. There's the mitzvah of doing avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. And there's the mitzvah to kill somebody. Uma avoida shehi chamura. So avoida is more stringent, so to speak, than Shabbos, because avoida overrides Shabbos. V'doicha Shabbos. We know that avoida overrides Shabbos. The korban tamid involves shechita. Shechita is a melacha on Shabbos. Nonetheless, the korban tamid, you're allowed to shecht in the Beis Hamikdash. Ritzicha doicha isa. And to kill somebody who needs to be killed, a murderer needs to be killed, then it overrides avoida. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'chiyazid ish esre'eyu lehorgei ba'orma, me'im mizbechiti kochenum lomos. That even if he's approaching the base, the mizbeach, to do the avoida, we say, no, we're taking you away, we're going to kill you. So we see that the mitzvah of killing a murderer overrides the mitzvah of doing avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. And doing the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash overrides Shabbos. So Shabbos shenitcha mipnei avoida. If Shabbos, which gets overridden by avoida, einu din shetei ritzicha doicha isa, can we not, is there not a kal v'chomer that killing a ritzeach will certainly override the isurim of Shabbos? So you have a kal v'chomer. And that is why we would have entertained the idea of killing him even on Shabbos. And then we would understand why I need a special pasuk to say that the pasuk of Lo Yisvaru Eish B'chol Moshveseichem B'yom HaShabbos, to say that no, don't say this kal v'chomer. But at least we understand the reason we would have contemplated killing this person on Shabbos, doing the Havara on Shabbos, is because of a kal v'chomer. Okay, that would be stage one. Stage one of the braisa was that Beis Din are allowed to kindle the fire on Shabbos. Why? As we saw now, a kal v'chomer. If avoida is doicha Shabbos and ritzicha is doicha avoida, ritzicha is doicha Shabbos. Okay, let's go to stage two in the braisa. My oy einoy. Stage two was no, maybe not. Maybe we should not override Shabbos. Maybe you should not be allowed to. We should not be allowed to kill this, to do this lo yisvaru eish, to kill this person on Shabbos. So my oy einoy ka'omar. You just said you have a kal v'chomer. What would be a reason not to use the kal v'chomer? Says the Gemara Hochikoma. Because I've got, there's an issue with this kal v'chomer. Because kvuras hameis, we know that kvuras meis mitzvah, if you've got somebody who's got no relatives who are attending to his burial, teichiach, we know that kvuras meis mitzvah overrides avoida. And since meis mitzvah overrides avoida, and avoida overrides Shabbos, as we said before. So if we were we to say such a kal v'chomer, then we would take it for granted that you can bury a mes mitzvah on Shabbos. But no, mes mitzvah teichiach shedoiches avoida, that even though it overrides doing avoida, ve'ein doiches haShabbos. And it does not override Shabbos. You're not allowed to bury a mes mitzvah on Shabbos. So you see that we have, there's a question. We don't use a kal v'chomer. That was the second stage in the braisa, says maybe proof from mes mitzvah not to use the kal v'chomer. Hod omar. And then the braisa continues and says, no, maybe we should use the kal v'chomer. Well, what happened just to mes mitzvah? It says, no, hod omar, that kvuras mes mitzvah tidche Shabbos mikal v'chomer. Maybe on the contrary, that in the same way as you use the kal v'chomer to say that you can kill a reitzeach on Shabbos, use that kal v'chomer to say that you can bury a mes mitzvah on Shabbos. Uma avoida sheidoicha Shabbos kvuras mes mitzvah doicha isa. If doing the avoida overrides Shabbos and burying a mes mitzvah overrides avoida, and we know that, how do we know that burying a mes mitzvah overrides avoida? It's on the pasuk that says, "By the koyanim ulaoviv uleimoy laochiv ulachoisei lo yitame lohem b'moisam kinezer elokov al reishoy," that a kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei to any of his relatives, and you learn out from this pasuk, from the extra word of v'la'achisoi u'la'achisoi lo yitame lohem, we learn from there that meis mitzvah overrides avoida. So Shabbos shenitchem mipnei avoida, Shabbos which is not as strong as avoida, because we saw that avoida overrides Shabbos, einu din shteik v'ras meis mitzvah doicha isa. So stage three of the braisa says maybe on the contrary, use the same kal v'chomer that says that you can transgress lo yisvaru eish to kill a reitzeach, that you can also bury a mes mitzvah on Shabbos. Stage four of the braisa Talmud Loimar, lo yisvaru, The pasuk says, nope. Lo sevaru, you're not allowed to, don't use the kal v'chomer to say that you can kill the rotzeach. And once we don't use the kal v'chomer that you can kill the rotzeach, then it could be that we don't use the kal v'chomer either for meis mitzvah. You cannot bury a meis mitzvah on Shabbos, and you do not kill a rotzeach on Shabbos. So that is track two, which is what Rav Simi Bar Ashi said, that the whole brisa is not discussing asei doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros, it's discussing the kal v'chomer. So according to track two, according to Rav Simi Bar Ashi, our question comes back that since we have no source whatsoever that asei would be doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros, why by yibum do we need a pasuk to say that you do not do yibum with an erva? And now, just before we finish the sentence here, we're going back to this brisa, back to track one. Track one was that the discussion of the brisa was, is asei doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros? We had the pasuk lo sevaru eish, stage four of the brisa, that says, no, that in the case of Mrs. Beis Din, you're not allowed to make the fire. And we would deduce from there that only because we have this pasuk, but in the absence of this pasuk, asei would be doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros, and then we would have an answer. We would have had an answer had there not been a track two. Had there only been a track one, we would have had an answer why by yibum we need to have a pasuk of oleho. So, but there, and when we explained the brisa at first in track one, there we just went straight to the conclusion that lois sevaru eish tells us that asei is not doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros. But if the discussion was, is an asei doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros, we have to still understand the first three stages. So when we started this, I explained it. Let's see it in the Gemara. Ulamayda solika date, the initial understanding of the Braisa, the track one, meikora, da'osi asei v'dochi lois asei, that the discussion is that, and the conclusion is that normally an asei would be doicha lav sheyesh beikoros, and that's why we need a special pasuk lo sevaru eish to say that Beis Din should not be mechal Shabbos to do the mitzvah of v'humos, to kill this person who's chayiv misa. Then my oy einoy de ka'omar, if stage one of the brisa would have been that they're allowed to, that the mechalaleo meis yumos is not including Beis Din, because Beis Din are allowed to transgress lo sevaru eish in order to kill this person. And we said the reason for that would be because I say doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros. And that's why we need a pasuk to say that no. If so, what's stage two? If you can understand that asei is doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros, then why would I say otherwise? My oy einoy de ka'omar. Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you the three stages of the brisa. Hochu ka'omar. We're going to read into the brisa as follows. Ma'ani mekai mechaleleo mois yumos. When do we say that anyone who breaks Shabbos is punishable by death? Bashar melochus. That's talking about other melochis. Chutz mi Mises Beis Din. It's not including Mises Beis Din. Avol Mises Beis Din. But in stage one of the brisa, the Beis Din are dochi Shabbos. They override Shabbos in order to kill this person. But not because asei doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros. No. Da'osi asei v'doichi lois asei. Just a regular asei and lois asei. There's an asei of killing this person, a lois asei of breaking Shabbos, asei doicha lois asei. Comes stage two of the brisa and says, Hodo Omar, eim adomrin on da'osi asei v'doichi lois asei. When do we use the rule of asei doicha lois asei? Lois asei gereda. That's a regular lois asei, gets overridden by an asei. But lois asei sheyesh beikoros, over here we're talking about an is of Shabbos. We're talking about Bishul, we're talking about Havara, of making a fire. It's a lav sheyesh beikoros. Maybe there you don't say asei doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros. Mishomis leidadochi? Maybe you don't say that asei doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros. Hoda Omar, then Bryce in stage three says, otu asei doicha lois asei? We know that asei is doicha lois asei. Lav lois asei chomer minei? Is it not clear to all of us that transgressing a lav is more stringent than not doing an assay? Of course it is. It's punishable by lashes. If you don't do an assay, you don't get that punishment. So in any case, a lav is more stringent than assay, and nonetheless, ukaosi assay, the assay comes, v'dochile and overrides it. Mali chumra zuta, mali chumra rabba. What's the difference if the assay overrides something which is a little bit more stringent than itself, which is a lav, or something which is even more stringent than itself, which is a lav sheyesh beikoros? Why should there be a difference? And we should say asei doicha lois asei sheyesh beikoros in the same token as asei doicha lois asei. Talmud loyma, that's what the brisa says in stage four, lois sevaru, that we need a special posuk indeed to tell us that over here, in the case of of Misas Beis Din, we do not say Asei Doicha Lav Sheyesh Bo Ikarus. And at this stage in the Gemara, we would still say that regular Asei Doicha Lois Asei Sheyesh Bo Ikarus, a case where you don't have a Pasuk, like Yibum, we would entertain the idea that you can do Yibum with an Erva, and that's why indeed we do have a Pasuk, a special Pasuk of Olea, to say that you do not do Yibum with an Erva. So this would have been how we would understand everything in track one. But since Rav Simi Ba'ashi took us to track two, which has nothing to do with Asei Doicha Lois Asei Sheyesh Bo Ikarus, we're back to our question, why do we need the Pasuk of Olea? We have no reason to say that Asei Doicha Lois Asei Sheyesh Bo Ikarus, and therefore we would never have entertained the idea of doing Yibum with an Erva. Why do I need a Pasuk to say you cannot do Yibum with an Erva? And we're back to where we were on Daf Gimel Omud Beis, and in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.